It's Friday, June 13th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. We've all seen Scared Straight campaigns before with a group of troubled teens, either in a army boot camp type of atmosphere where a drill sergeant is yelling and screaming at them, or there's an ex-con or a serving con yelling and screaming at them to try and scare them straight into not doing what got the other ones into trouble. Now we have a situation in Oceanside, California, where last month highway patrol officers visited 20 classrooms at El Camino High School to announce some horrible news. Several students had been killed in car wrecks over the weekend. Some classmates wept, some became hysterical. A few hours, but many tears later, though, the pain turned to fury when the teenagers learned that it was all a hoax, a scared straight exercise designed by school officials to dramatize the consequences of drinking and driving. Well, needless to say, a lot of the students and some parents were furious. They accused the school officials and law enforcement of playing with emotions. But I take a different look at this. I think scared straight campaigns, especially when it comes to youth and alcohol and drug usage, may be needed, because we see that youth and alcohol drug usage is on the rise. High school kids, university kids, they're drinking themselves into oblivion, and nothing seems to be done. There are no consequences. We see the young people in college atmospheres drinking so much and then disappearing and dying, either by their own hand or by accident or by stranger. And now we see young people dying at an alarming rate in traffic accidents because of drinking and driving. Scared straight? Maybe some cases, no. But when it comes to alcohol and kids, absolutely. I'm Dana Pretzer.